Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I bet you he didn't do anything wrong just because it's Aaron Donald. I feel like I know the guy. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt the way he's lived his life. So there was a guy who came out, said an Aaron Donald attacked him. He had, you know, the puffy face from getting punched in the face, some stitches and everything else. And he said that Aaron Donald was a guy that attacked him at a bar. You know, that he had bumped into him and then all of a sudden it turned into a thing. And I said, I don't know so much from this story. Well, video came out and showed that Aaron Donald actually ripped the attacker off of this guy on his way to getting out of the way, you know, and getting away from the scene. So then the guy comes out.
So Aaron Donald was a hero. And the other guy was a piece of scum.
Exactly. And now the guy said, oh, I'm sorry for mistaking right, you yeah. and all no, that. No, he found out that Aaron Donald was there, and he tried to get a payday.
Yes,
and
100%.
He tried to hit him up, and then video evidence came back and said, bang, you're a liar, you are scum, and that's the end of that.
Scum.
Scum alert!
You know, the amazing thing is just how, in this day and age, for you to take a stance so strong on a guy that you knew many years ago and stick with it, and then it come to fruition like this, I know you had to pat yourself on the back.
Oh, I had to. Second I saw that, I was just waiting for it. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. But it's a great one, isn't it?
It's great one. It was a great ending to, like, scum story.
Well, I thought you'd appreciate it.
I do love it.
NFL player falsely accused. We always talk about how many great guys are on the NFL, yeah. And it's a small percentage.
And how many players get falsely accused.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Do you remember LeSean McCoy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Falsely accused.
Yep, for sure. So I thought you'd like that. So, yes, without a doubt, it was a pat.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you went back and circled back and that we were telling the people out there that this was falsely accused. And he's your guy, and you had his back from the beginning.
My guy, Aaron Donald. All right, so another NFL thing I'm going to throw at you.
Uh-oh.
Are you a little bit concerned about some of the stuff that Trevor Lawrence is
saying? No, I'm not. Well, you know, I asked Bill Simms that last week. I'm not at all. I mean, you know, the kid's a great kid. He's got a very, very special talent. Everybody knew that he was going to be the number one overall pick. Even when he was a freshman at Clemson, they knew he was going to be the number one overall pick. The game comes easy to him. The question that we always have about all of these kids is, are they going to put the work in, and do they have the personality to withstand all the pressures that are coming at you? For me, he's going to Jacksonville.
Well, yeah.
He's not coming to New York.
For everybody.
So it's good for him.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So he's going to be fine.
Okay, but you're the guy who always tells you, does this guy love ball? Is he going to do everything it takes and all that stuff? Yeah. And then, you know, he says something that's
He's also a pretty religious guy, too.
He goes, I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person.
Well, I'm telling you,
maturity, or is that a guy that's like, I threw four picks in a game, big deal.
Nah,
Jesus is love.
So, you know, my buddy Frank was an ordained minister, and he had a church down in Carolina, and he was there for 10 years. And if you ask Frank today what's the most important thing in his life, he'll tell you God and family.
Yeah, and he still wants to win.
But he still wants to win, and he still is going to prepare his ass off to win, and he's going to make sure that he puts his quarterback in a great situation. I think this is who Trevor Lawrence is. I think he puts, you know, God and family first, and then football. And
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Now, Tom Brady may come across as doing the opposite.
I thought football had to be first if you're a quarterback.
That's football can be first after everything else.
Okay.
That are the most important things. Yes.
Okay, sure.
And you know what? Then your family supports you. And you go and do what you need to do in order to feed your family and be the best player that you can be.
Is Zach Wilson a guy?
I think he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Okay. You like that.
He's got swag, but I also think he didn't like what he said he had swag.
Yeah,
but I think he's also got it because I thought it was out of the Johnny Manziel playbook, and you know I'm not a big fan of that. But I also do believe that he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Now, going second overall, you can't really say that that chip is going to be any larger than it is today because you're basically going where nobody thought you were going to go before this whole process started.
Yeah, I know that Johnny Manziel is one of those reference points that people use of someone who's got like a little bit of an edge coming out of college. But let's not forget, Johnny Manziel also had an alcohol problem. You know, he would show up at these camps hungover.
He would tell you himself, he was an idiot.
Right. He said it. He actually said that he let down, you know, people in that organization with the Browns, guys with families and stuff.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love Johnny Manziel. And that's why you have to dig deep into these guys.
Ever.
I know, but that's why you have to dig deep into these guys. That's why Joe Douglas, it was reported, had a first-round draft pick offered to him from San Francisco for Sam Darnold, and he turned it down. Yeah. And he turned it down because he wasn't sure about these players as people. He had to dig in, and he had to meet these guys before he was willing to make that trade.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that is out there.
It's out there.
Think about that. San Francisco would have given a first-round pick for Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not.
And Joe held off because he wanted to make sure that he saw these guys throw in person and that he had a chance to meet these guys and he had a chance to do all the background checks that need to be done.
Do you believe it to be true?
I do.
You do? Interesting. All right. By the way, what is a worse edit? The Jerry Recco, I love Julius Randle, he's the MVP, or the Boomer one you just played me, where, hi, my name is Boomer, and I love Johnny Manziel.
I love the Johnny Manziel one because the speed is so different between Boomer setting it up and then the Johnny Manziel is read so quickly.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel. It's so bad.
See, that one I got right, too, by the way.
It's so bad, it's good. Oh, you are right about Johnny Manziel being a bust.
Ugh.
It's a bust. Yeah, well.
I love
Julius Randle.
He's the MVP.
That's a pretty bad one,
that's
too.
That's a bad one, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any with Gio?
What, edits?
With, like, Figueza edits?
Yeah, I don't something know. Like that.
He's bleeping me a lot these days because when I'm reading these spots, I'm cursing myself out. So I know
well,
that.
Why are you doing that?
Well, because I get frustrated if I screw up. You do it, too. If you screw up, you go, God, come on. You know, you do that whole thing. So I do the same thing if I screw up.
Oh, it's my fault.
No,
so
I'm not.
You're trying to emulate
I'm not saying it's your fault. It's just a natural reaction that humans have if they have a little bit of an issue. Something, come on, you moron. You know, something like that. You start yelling at yourself.
So what was the – I saw Craig said he was watching the Yes Network and watching Yankee baseball, and the reason, you know, fans aren't watching the Yes Network is – Yes should start paying people to watch. What was that all about?
I guess he's just suggesting if they wanted to get viewers that they would, you know,
give offer away money?
Yeah. Like during the games.
It's the Yankees. You don't do that.
Yankees. Offer who money to watch the games?
What was the tweet? Did you see the tweet?
I did see that.
All right, so can you explain it to me and explain it to Gio the way that you understood what he was saying?
I think Craig was taking a shot that Michael Kay's trying to buy listeners.
Oh, that's right. That's right, because if you listen to Michael Kay, you get $500 or some crap.
Oh, like I gotcha.
It's the oldest radio bit in the world.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like smashing things, right? Like, that's an old radio bit, right?
Oh, yeah, smashing things, definitely.
Right, yeah, definitely, yeah.
On Fridays.
Remember the cash that CMB would give away, too? Remember that whole thing?
That went on for months.
That's exactly
months.
What's going on, though.
Cash! Give it away, cash! $1,000!
So, all right, so that's what Craig was saying. So he's going after Michael Kay, saying that Michael Kay should give away money during the Yes broadcast to get more people to watch, much like they're doing on ESPN, to get more people to listen.
That's the way I took it.
Yes. Oh, okay. That makes sense now. I was totally confused prior to that.
And yesterday was the very first Amazon game, I believe.
It was?
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, Yankee fans. For all you old-ass Yankee fans who don't know how to work technology, well, now you're f***ed. Get ready
to talk to your grandfather for 4 hours straight, explaining to him how to get the Yankee game on Amazon. Sorry, Grandpa. Babe Ruth's been dead for a long time.
You don't know how timely this is, because I was trying to teach Sal how to use the remote for the two TVs that I put down there.
Oh, good luck. Nobody cares that you saw a Whitey Ford pitch in person. Just figure out how to stream the damn game, you old fart. I know that you used to have rabbit ears, and you'd watch Thurman Munson and Billy Martin on a TV that sometimes would get scrambled. But nobody cares about that anymore. We're moving on. And we're squeezing every penny out of your old ass before you die. So watch the Yankees on Amazon. Yes, there's a monthly fee, Grandpa. That's right. So get that credit card out. No, you can't write Amazon a personal check. I'm sorry. And give the Yankees more money before you die.
I'm trying to show Sal this. I mean, it was, again, every person has gone through this where you're trying to figure out which remote turns on what TV and how you're supposed to figure it out. And my boy Neil from Audio Interiors kind of tried to smooth the whole thing out and make it easy.
Well, they're good at that.
They're very good at that. Yeah. But still, it's still...
Well, for an older gentleman, it's going to be tough.
Yes.
By the way, I got Audio Interiors coming back today.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do, good. Yeah. Got the team coming back. The best team in the business coming back to finish the job.
And a plumber, evidently.
Yeah, that too.
You got a plumber coming now?
Well, yeah.
You got a leaky sink?
I think it's the dishwasher, actually.
That damn builder, I knew it.
No, he's great. He's not. He's the man. He's
the best.
I wouldn't
buy a house from him.
No, stop. Don't say that. The guy's the man. He lives down the block. He's the greatest. He's a huge listener.
Yeah, well, get your ass over there and fix that dishwasher.
It's not. There's an appliance guy that we have through him. It'll be fine. I don't know. I'm not even there to see.
I knew I should have walked through that house.
It's fine. Everything's been great. I just got a text.
I don't need you to be distracted and agitated.
I'm not distracted or agitated. I'm fine. I'll be more distracted if you start slamming my neighbors, man. I like my neighbors. My neighbors are great. Guy who built the house did a beautiful job.
How much do you really like your neighbors?
Oh, I'm not swinging with them, right? Crying out loud. Jeez. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Of course, you can get these Amazon games on Pix 11.
Yeah, we already, people know that.
So there you go.
I mean, can he just, like, you're doing
just
a bit.
Have a little fun. Stop. Just to ruin your whole premise. Here I am to ruin your premise. So, yeah, there's that. So you can watch those games with the rabbit ears if you'd like on Pix 11. Also, big
what happens if your grandparents move to Florida?
Then what? Watch out. Oh, yeah. Watch out. So, big news in the Boomer NFL world as the Bengals unveil their new uniforms just
about
10 minutes ago. So, I'm sure this what you're about to say is going to end up in the Cincinnati Inquirer or something. but what'd you think?
I think they are clean, and I think they're fresh.
Clean and fresh.
Clean and fresh. I actually do like them.
So
I like
fresh
them a lot.
And so clean.
Remind me
clean.
Of the jersey that I wore my last year there and previous to that. But the last year there, we had a leaping tiger on the sleeve, which was a really cool look.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have the white panels down the side. We didn't have the orange shoulder pads and the black, you know, like the white. It was just too much going on.
Yeah.
So they went back to like an older look that I think really does look clean and fresh. And it's good. I'm sure the guys love it. And there's going to be, I guess, three or four different combinations. There'll be the white with the black stripes, with the white pants and the black stripes. Hopefully they'll be able to wear a white helmet with the black stripes. That would be really cool.
All right.
And then I think that, you know, an orange and an orange, an orange and a white, and a black and a white.
So you approve.
I do like. I
you like them.
Yeah,
all right,
they're,
good.
They're simpler. They're better, and they just look better.
Those other ones were not good.
I too many colors and too many different panels and all kinds of crap going on. This is sweet. This is, like, to the point and great.
All right. Very good. Happy that you're happy.
Sure the fellas like it. Yeah. Sure the fellas like it.
All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Morning, brought to you by Dell Technologies. I'll tell you what's going on. The Yankees are not, and the Knicks are.
Shot clock winding down. De La Quinta back out. Randall from three with the shot clock about to expire. Julius Randall from downtown, and the Knicks now lead by eight.
And that was in overtime. Kenny Albert on MSG. The Knicks forced the OT. Reggie Bullock with a big jump shot from the corner, and then in the overtime, the Knicks just wiped up the Pelicans. 122-112, the final, as New York wins their sixth straight. Randall, 33 points. R.J. Barrett had 18. Going back to that game-tying three, here was Stan Van Gundy. His team was up three, could have fouled. They didn't. He said the team deserved better.
I thought we fought hard. We were right there, and all you've got to do is execute for 7.8 seconds. You're just supposed to come out of a timeout, do what we're supposed to do, and put the game away, and we don't do it.
And he says, unfortunately for his team, in one ear and out the other.
Our lack of concentration coming out of timeouts, both offensively and defensively, to do and execute what we're supposed to do is not good enough.
And here is Zion wow. Williamson. So was the message delivered to you guys, like Coach just told us?
The message was received, but it's one of those things where got to be focused.
Wow. He says, can't be so forgetful.
Even when you leave the timeout, you got to be focused to know that once the person puts the ball on the floor, to get a quick foul.
And they did not do
all right,
that.
So now we have five more home games.
Mm-hmm.
Includes a number of the teams that are in and around the Knicks. It also includes the Phoenix Suns. So, if they can keep this thing going, that would be special because then they go on that West Coast trip. I don't know if LeBron and AD are going to be back by the time they go back out there.
Davis should be.
So this, I don't know. I feel like their signature win of the year was Friday night in Dallas. And then to fall this way and to tie the game and to have the Pelicans implode as opposed to the Knicks imploding like we have over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
It was nice to see.
Right. Six-game homestand off to a great start. Five more. Win them all. Get the four seed. Beat the Hawks.
Hey,
going to the second-round series.
Hey. Yeah. One possession, one quarter, one half. One
You've been
game.
Looking ahead like crazy,
well,
man.
I try to give you a perspective of the schedule, but I don't want to.
My goodness.
I'm not talking about the Suns now. I'm ready for the next game.
Okay.
Well, one other one from Zion. This is in terms of his Garden experience and how much he loves it.
When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros, and I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing.
Mm. Smiled all the way through it, G.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. 2023, he's a restricted free agent, I think.
So. Which, crazy enough, is not that far off.
You know, what we got to get him to do is what Anthony Davis did. Now, here's the other thing. The Knicks can't be wasting all this stuff that they have basically acquired, all their draft capital.
Sure.
And all the money space that they have. Can't be wasting it on getting some, you know, fly-by-night free agent in here.
Yeah, Zion would be a guy that I think you could use it on.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If he forces his way out.
But you have to see the future. You got to be able to make sure you do not hamstring yourself if, in fact, you can get your hands on
it. I get the sense they have a vision over there right now.
Vision?
I do, yeah. The Knicks seem to be in a good place right now.
And their vision, does that vision include Zion Williamson?
It has to.
Yeah, but the Pelicans just had Anthony Davis pull that and get to the Lakers. Are they going to let that happen again?
Well, they might not have a choice.
What did the Lakers give up to get Anthony Davis?
Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram. Who else? There was more picks that were involved in there. There were also players. Oh, Julius Randle was in that deal. Wasn't he in that deal?
I think he was.
Yeah.
There was picks and stuff, too.
All right, so when you're thinking about adding Zion Williamson, is it going to have to – are you going to have to include, like, R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly?
Just wait till he's a free agent, all right? Come on. Let's just wait until then.
Well, we're really jumping ahead here, huh?
Yeah, I know.
We try
one
to get
quarter,
him.
One dribble, one layup at a time.
But you got to look into the future, man. And don't do anything stupid to keep you from being able to fit him on your salary cap.
Sure.
Come on.
Nets lost to the Heat, 109-107. Bam Adebayo, the game-winning jumper at the buzzer. He had 21 points, 15 rebounds. Kevin Durant played 8 minutes. He left with a bruised thigh or a contusion, same difference. Here was Steve Nash. So where are we with him?
Yeah, you know, he's sore, but we don't know how severe. We'll see, I think, tomorrow how he wakes up, and they go from there. But right now, nothing's been determined.
When are they doing the dreaded MRI?
Are they doing an MRI and a bruised thigh?
Fracture.
No, come on. He didn't fracture his thigh. Let's gotta get nuts now. Hopefully it's nothing.
Severe bruising of the scrotum.
No,
Al, come on.
No scrotum issues, Al. What's wrong with you? Anyhow, Kyrie Irving had 20 in the loss. Landry Shamet had 30. Nets now 38-19, a game and a half behind Philadelphia.
Get hit? Because this is what I wonder.
Yeah.
That they're saying it's a contusion, but they don't want to say it's a muscle pull. Because a contusion means you got to get hit, right?
I would think so, of course.
All right.
I think
right there.
Knee to the thigh.
Was that it?
Have you ever had a knee to the thigh?
Sure.
Yeah, so you know
what I'm talking about. We used to call that the Uncle Jesse in school.
The Uncle Jesse?
That's what it used to be called.
I have never heard
from
of
From Full House?
Yeah. I don't know why, but if somebody like said something stupid, like in the football locker room, baseball locker room, we'd knee him in the thigh.
When you were in the locker room, this is what you would do?
This is what we do. It was
This is your locker room hijinks?
Locker room hijinks. You're out in the field. You know, that's what you did with your teammates.
Did you ever miss a game because of it or several games?
And Uncle Jesse, no. No, I did not.
Hmm.
Nope.
Let's see if Kevin Durant is back before May.
I mean,
which, sadly, is not crazy to say that.
I'm watching this injury when it happened. I'm like, did Iguodala hit him?
On the way to the bat. And by the way, where is James Harden?
Oh, he'll be back.
When?
I think he's in Vegas.
He's on the road trip, man. He's there.
No, but like, when is he playing again?
When's their next game?
I don't mean physically where is he. I mean, at what point are we back from this?
I figured he'd be in Vegas.
When's the next game for them, Jerry?
Tomorrow night. They play New Orleans.
He'll be playing tomorrow. He's playing in New Orleans.
Oh, sure.
Watch.
I hope you're right.
He's playing.
Maybe you read something. I did not. You could be right. All right, right now we get to, this is one of my favorite things we get to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer and Geo's, what the hell was that?
This is when I usually find a sound that I find interesting or intriguing. So I'm going to give you the sound. They give you three choices. You tell me the best choice for the sound. Sound is... Now, clearly it's a guy yelling. I don't think we have to go any further. Now, is it A, Marty McFly in Back to the Future when Doc Brown gets shot? Mm-hmm. Is it B, G's favorite, a new Dave Mishkin call? Or is it C, an NBA announcer? I'll give you the sound.
That's a goal call. That's a goal sound.
You're going
Dave
Mishkin. G.
I'm
going
to say it's an NBA announcer.
All right, well, I'll tell you this. While it could be Marty McFly, if you listen closely.
No!
Pretty close, but it's not. While it could be Dave Mishkin. But it's not. It is an NBA announcer. His name is Eric Collins, the Hornets play-by-play man on a Wild Dunk Sunday by Miles Bridges.
Oh! My mind is blown! Miles Bridges, how do you do?
That's pretty good.
So there you go. Once again, G is the winner of Boomer and Geo's What the Hell Was That? Anyhow.
That was a pretty intense dunk. CBS Sports Network playing it now.
Man, that was awesome, actually.
Yeah. He did this last week, too, which was even more aggressive than that one, I thought. But this call, I thought, was terrific. So we decided to go with it. And I don't know why Marty McFly popped into my head. I thought those were pretty close,
actually.
That was
good, though. Yeah, it was pretty good on your part.
Pretty good. All right, you know who's not good? The Yankees. Actually, they're awful right now.
Hicks is a well over in right center. The pitch lined up the middle. There's a base hit center field. Zunino goes to third. Hicks overruns the ball. And on to third goes Kiermaier. So it's a base hit, and the ball game is tied at one. And Tampa has first and third with no one out.
And that is John Sterling with the call on the fan. What?
Who? What?
Embarrassing?
Oh.
Yes, it was. I would say so. Being swept by the Rays, having balls thrown on the field Friday night. Right now they do. They've lost five in a row. They're 5-10, 4-2 the final on Sunday. Yoshi Susugo, the go-ahead RBI double in the seventh. Joey Wendell then homered the ninth to essentially put it away, I guess. Garrett Cole, the loss, three runs, only two earned over 6 1/3, did strike out 10. And the Yankees had absolutely no offense really to speak of. Giancarlo Stanton, a line drive home run, and that was pretty much that. Here was Aaron Boone, just nothing's working right now.
Obviously, when we're not, you know, doing other things or putting points on the board like we are, it's every little thing that kind of adds up.
I felt bad watching him. He looks like he just has no answers right now, and understandably so. Here was Garrett Cole. So how does this all change?
I think we just got to play hard baseball. I mean, you know, we got to take it one pitch at a time and sell out to every pitch.
Told you.
You know, the results will start to come.
See, he's not looking ahead like you are, Boomer.
Yeah. He is also regurgitating a lot of your lines. Remember, he used pressure as a privilege in his opening Yankee press conference, one pitch at a time.
Yeah.
You are like his mentor.
And when was the last time the Mets had two guys in the top five in ERA as a starting pitcher?
Jerry
Kosman, Tom Seaver? I don't know.
Probably.
Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver? I don't know. Who? Right now, they got Jacob DeGrom. He leads the league with a 0.5 ERA. And Marcus Stroman is fifth with a 0.90.
All right, so let's get to Stroman, who was dazzling yesterday, both pitching and with his defense.
3-2 comes again. Swinging a ground ball back toward the mound. Stroman behind his backfield dribbles it to first. It's in time. Fuentes is out as Stroman behind his back made the play. And then as he fell backward, just kind of rolled the ball to first base. Alonso waited for it, dug it out, and he got the out at first just barely in time to beat Fuentes.
And make sure you get your vaccine for polio.
You know what? This is some play by Stroman now. That's a weird play, right?
Well, yeah, he was trying to get it over there as quick as possible, and he ended up throwing it into the ground, but it ended up working.
I'm with Al, though. He could have stepped and thrown it and thrown it about by five steps.
Yeah, that was weird. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, maybe, but in that moment, you know, it's hard to say what to do in that moment. It worked. I mean, Alonso could have stretched out a little bit more. He's sort of like waiting there the whole time.
Look at us killing these guys. They made the play.
That is an unbelievable play, actually.
It was. Absolutely was. Here was Stroman. Have you ever made a play like that before?
I don't think I have. Maybe once, but not like that. That was kind of
cool. That's how that was. That was really cool. So the Mets now 7-4. They took two out of three. They didn't play Friday. They split the two on Saturday. You had the DeGrom game with the nine consecutive strikeouts. And then yesterday it was Stroman, eight innings. As Boomer just pointed out, the ERA at 0.89. He's 3-0 so far on the season. And James McCann did throw out Trevor Story trying to steal second to end the game. Mets visit the Cubs tomorrow night. To the NHL, Rangers beat the Devils 5-3 in a big game for a kid.
Siegenthaler gave it away. Howden, nice pass. Score! There it is! Number one in the NHL for Vitali Kravtsov.
And that is the great Sam Rosen.
How
on
these
MS.
Organists, they have to be locked into the game at all times.
Well, that actually may not be an organist. That may be somebody just playing music over the top.
Either
this
way.
This was scored at the Devils, at the Rock.
No, I know, but like, so it's the team, if a home team gets scored on, that's when the organ comes on.
Right.
And they never miss. It's like immediate every time.
There was a great pass by Brett Howden and an even better finish by Kravtsov. And I'm telling you, this kid looks completely different than he did 2 years ago when they first drafted him.
I mean, do they? I'm sorry, I'm fascinated
by this.
Man, they got
such good talent now.
Do you think that the light is connected to, like, the sound of the organ? Like, play that highlight again there, Jerry. Listen to this. Listen.
Siegenthaler gave it away. Howden, nice pass. Score! There it is!
Now, you have to either be focused, like laser focused at all times.
You got to be laser focused.
Or they is got that some too much to ask?
Automation.
I'll give you Chris Kreider's power play goal.
Let me hear that
Rangers
one.
Move the puck.
I haven't heard this
well,
in a while.
Open man, Zibanejad. Kreider tips it in. Chris Kreider, it's a power play goal.
Oh, late. He was late
Rangers
on that one.
Rangers late.
He wasn't sure whether or not Chris Kreider was going to bury it.
That one was late.
It's a little late. So now we finally got Effin Kreider on the board. Okay.
And then I haven't got to this yet because the Islanders picked up two more points.
14th overtime game this season for the Flyers. They are 5-2 in sudden death as Letty cuts in. One and Everly, they score! Nick Letty off the stick of Travis Sanheim. And the Islanders win it 1-0 in overtime.
And that is Brendan Burke.
Most underappreciated hockey player in a tri-state area right there.
NBC Sports Network.
Yeah. Uncle Leds.
Okay, right. Ilya Sorokin, 30 saves, 1-0, the final score. And the Islanders, 2 points out of first place. You've got Rangers-Islanders tomorrow. That's the Coliseum, right?
Yep.
And then the Devils are in Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
I wonder if I should go to that game.
Pittsburgh or the Coliseum?
Islanders-Rangers, I don't know.
Islanders-Rangers at the Coliseum? Oh, they'll set you up nice over there.
You think they will?
Oh, of course they will.
I don't know.
Well, reach out. You want me
Does
to reach
Matt
out
have
for
a
you?
Suite?
No, Matt doesn't have a suite.
Well, okay. That's such a crazy question to ask.
Want me to reach out to Mr. Ledecky?
No. You know,
I could do that for you if you'd like.
You don't want. No, I don't think it's going to be a good. I don't think it's a good thing if I go.
Why?
Just, I don't know. I mean, it's weird. It's a weird feeling.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Why? Because family and fandom.
Yeah, the whole thing.
That whole thing.
It's not.
So you're just going to stop going to games now?
Well, I'll go to those games.
All right. Islander-Ranger games at the Islanders home arena.
I'll never forget one Christmas night. You know, the Rangers and Islanders are playing at the Garden. And the Islanders win. I don't think Matt scored. He had a breakaway. He could never score on Henrik. So. But the drive home was not pleasant.
Okay. I get it now.
I mean, it's just not a pleasant thing.
It's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
So what are you driving home with them for?
That's right. What I said.
Just take your own vehicle and celebrate. Start playing the music in the car, honking the horn, the whole thing. You have to worry about it.
Get the Zeppelin going.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't do us a favor over the weekend. They got hammered by Boston.
Yeah.
Not that it's their fault that we're not in the playoffs. It's our fault because we have a 2-3-1 record against Boston. They're 5-2 against Boston. But Boston's getting much better now.
Yeah, they are.
They are really. They finally got that winger that they needed in Taylor Hall, I told you they were going to get. And
that's right.
Scoring.
Hockey insider.
He's playing with Krejci. And then next thing you know, it's like he's turning it on again.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Why is Holly more expensive than freaking privet.
Is this the thing you're thinking about?
Yeah, like, don't they grow them, like, on, like, all these different, these farms, these landscaping farms all over Long Island? There's a million landscaping farms all over the place.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, you go out on the East End, they're everywhere.
Sure, the Great Bay Gardens that we talk about.
Well, yeah, that's one of them. But, I mean, like, there's, like, a million of these
places. There's a lot of those places, yeah.
So I was like, hey, you know, I was trying to replace maybe some privet, but maybe I'll just do it with a holly shrub or something like that. And the guy says to me, he goes, holly costs more than privet.
I'm like, yeah. Why? I know. Well, I had a similar conversation.
Why do they cost more?
Yeah.
No, like, is there an evergreen?
I guess so, because the privet goes away in the winter.
Yeah, but you still got to grow both of them, and you're adding the same amount of water and everything. I mean, why is it?
Well, are you? Maybe that's one of the things. Maybe holly needs more water.
I've never understood that.
Yeah. No, I had a conversation. I was going to do like a—
You did too?
A privacy hedge in front of the house, and we were talking about privet versus holly.
No, you weren't.
We were. We were talking privet versus holly, me and the guy.
You and I were talking privet versus holly.
Yeah.
At the same time.
So look what you've done to me.
I want to compare your notes.
Yeah.
And with my notes.
Guy gave me a ridiculous number to do to holly in the front. Ridiculous.
And I
was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, how? I mean, I could buy a car. I said, what are you, nuts?
So, Al, let's say you're in an apartment, so maybe you don't deal with this stuff. Condo, whatever. You order like five groupings of privet or five groupings of holly, and the holly is for some reason $15,000 more. Why?
You know, I pay a fee, association fee. They handle all that.
We have all these farms on Long Island.
Somebody will know.
There's freaking tree farms everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Somebody will know. Somebody will call. Somebody will know. There's got to be an answer.
There'll be something like they only—
I mean, is it like a run on hollies or something, or is there—
I heard there's a privet shortage because so many people want it. That's what I've heard. Privet shortage.
But again, I know the holly is an evergreen.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be— has to have something to do with it.
Why? Why?
Well, because then you don't have to, like— so privet gets a little ugly in the winter. So the holly stays green the whole year so that people want more of that supply and demand. It's probably what it is.
I totally don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand anything.
I'm gonna show you my notes. You show me your notes.
Okay.
Let's just hope that one of these guys isn't going to get slapped around.
I didn't take any notes because once I heard the number, he said, well, the holly probably cost you this. I said, okay, something else. We're going to go in a different direction.
I understand, you know, like I can comprehend like a Raptor compared to an F-150. I can understand there's upgrades on the Raptor and everything else. I understand it.
Yeah.
But like when I'm talking about plants, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a plant. That's a plant. Why is there such a difference in price in the plant?
I don't know. Although I could probably buy another F-150 for what it would cost to do my whole yard with holly on the outside.
I didn't understand. I didn't get that.
Hey, by the way,
I've been around for a while. I don't know if you knew that.
I know. I do. Trust me, I've heard.
But holly could be harder to grow for them to start it. It's possible.
Like, what are they doing? There's more man hours?
Perhaps.
I mean, come on. You plant it, you water it, it grows.
It's not that easy.
Then you transplant it and you put it in the ground.
I mean, some things grow easily from seeds, some don't. Some have to be sort of layered.
Nurtured. Some of these plants need to be nurtured, Boomer. By the way, I got the VIN number on my Bronco.
You did. Okay, good for you.
So we're moving in the right direction.
What's your number?
Well, that's a law. I mean, it's not anything special.
Mine was 69.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Your VIN number is number 69?
Yes.
Now I got to look at mine. So you're the 69th one made?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, my
God. That's not the VIN number, technically.
No, that's what the guy told me. My VIN number was 69.
Let's see.
I wanted number 7.
69!
Thank you.
But I thought the VIN numbers are a long string.
That's what
of
I
thing.
Thought. That's why I didn't get it. I didn't understand what it
was. No, my VIN numbers like got letters and numbers and Greek symbols in it.
Maybe I misunderstood. I don't know.
Yeah, that's your special that you got the 69th one. That's not your
actual VIN.
Did Noah
send you that?
Yeah, no, I got. So my last, look at this. My last numbers are 68. I got the last two numbers are 68. Does that mean I got the one before you?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have problems.
Oh, that's no good. You can't have that.
This is unbelievable.
But yours is going to be done soon, right?
Confirm your VIN placement. I got my VIN placement. Yours is going to be done the same in the same grouping. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Mine's not going to start getting made till the week of June 28th. I think you're getting yours sooner, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're going to have yours, and I can take a look at it, get all excited about it, sniff it. Get my pheromones in there.
Hey, Ross in Midland. Ross, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing? So what do you do?
The difference between the privet and the holly is that the privet grows a lot faster. That's why the holly's going to be more expensive. They trim the holly down a lot more to keep it nice and bushy. So, and the privet just grows like a weed. That's why there's going to be a price difference. I mean, you can go with arborvitae, too. They grow fast. They're a little bit more expensive than the privet, but that makes a nice hedge, too.
Yeah, the arborvitae does make a nice hedge. I have to say that my neighbor has arborvitae.
Yeah, I'm going to have an arborvitae into a privet, I think is what's going to happen.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Green giant arborvitae.
Yeah, the green giant.
The green giant arborvitaes. But, you know, again, I don't buy your whole thing with the privet and the holly being so much more expensive.
It's more maintenance, Ross, which means more money?
The privet, it's like forsythia. Basically,
Persithia.
You put it in the ground, it grows very quick.
Right. So, yes. Yeah. All right. So what? Who cares? I mean, what's the big deal about the holly?
The holly, they take from like a 1 gallon container or a liner, they put it in the fields, and it takes probably 5-6 years to get it to the size that you're going to sell it at. Plus, the fertilizing it, they trim it to keep it nice and full. You know, because
that's
if you put
what
it in
it
the
is.
Ground,
all right.
So
now you got it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Natural bushes.
Right. Yeah.
It takes longer to do.
All right. Thanks, Ross.
So, yeah, you're basically cultivating.
You're basically paying for 5 years of
nurturing.
Agricultural
bush,
nurturing.
Bush nurturing.
Natural
bush
nurturing. Bushes.
Yeah.
Right.
You're paying for 5 years of agricultural bush nurturing is what is happening.
Do you think he still has the big bush?
So that's why the privet, bang, grows. There you got it. In your yard, grows.
Hmm.
But to cultivate that bush and to nurture.
Men had large bushes also. Like, we didn't trim up our bushes.
But thanks, Al. When I see you with your mullet and everything, and your beard, I see you as a bushy guy.
A bushy guy.
Yeah, you're kind of like Al's not a bushy guy.
A bush person?
Al's neatly trimmed. You're a bush person.
I'm a
live
bush
with bush.
Right?
That's correct.
Sure, Bomber.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So you feel better about the whole holly privet
thing? I kind of understand it, yeah. So there's 5 years of agricultural bush nurturing.
That is right. That goes into this whole
natural bushes. But it's the kind of crap we deal with in Long Island.
Yeah, I guess. Listen, I'm happy that I'm dealing with those type of problems, quite frankly. I don't have bigger problems than my privet holly is probably the biggest thing going on in my life.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.